Elliot was a man of ruthless compassion. He gave even to the unwilling poor. He got himself killed on his 30th birthday by trying to give a heartless woman his heart. Elliot was cremated on the 4th of June, a blisteringly hot and torrentially humid afternoon. His ashes were used 17 years later to smother a small grease fire in an orphanage by the very woman who killed him. Elliot, she found, was very stubborn. Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is episode 27, Head Goes Boom. Just the usual look out here. The purpose of this podcast is to update people who know me and Rollner about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get rolled into that too. So if you don't know me and you've never heard of me and you're just, you know, general audience, then look out. So if you listened to last week's update and were like, oh, that sounds like the week before, then please re-download and try again. I accidentally uploaded episode 25 instead of 26, and while I caught it a day or two later, it took a while to sort it out on this end. So it's working now. I tested it, so it's working. If you missed that, just feel free to go back and grab it. Yeah, go back and grab it. If you're in Pocket Cast like I am, what I had to do is delete the episode, tell it it was played, and then I went back in and I re-downloaded it. And even though it said it was the old version, as soon as I started downloading it, pulled the new version instead. Okay, right, let's move on to the updates. YTG updates. Jekyll and Hyde main stage production. Okay, we've had one rehearsal since the last update, since I'm actually recording this on Wednesday. Yay. Oh, you'll have to pardon the car noises or whatever you can hear in the background. Windows open because it's really hot and I don't have the air conditioning on. Because it's not hot enough to justify it. Ugh, anyway. Anyway, in rehearsal, we kept hacking away at things on Monday, doing some get-to-know-you stuff and a few thematic exercises. We're doing the get-to-know-you stuff because there's still, a level of discomfort, plus we keep adding people. So as I said last time, we had Kendall and Adriana join us, but we don't really know them yet. So this was start integrating them a bit more, but also just get comfortable with each other, because even though we've been working for a few weeks, there's still a slight level of sort of discomfort. We also did a drawing exercise, which led me to produce the cover of this week's podcast. The assignment was draw how you see yourself, or at least that part of the assignment was. If you want to click through, if you can't see it, by the way, if you can't see the podcast art on your player, I know some players don't show it. Mine, I had to tell it specifically to do that. But you can click through to the website via the show notes. I will put a link in there that'll say, yeah, go to the website. And then you'll be able to see that picture as well as the other pictures I'm going to post, which I'll mention later. The pictures of me with my head popping open and a bunch of stuff flying out like confetti. And basically I do that because I feel like I'm so full of ideas and things that I want to create and things that I sort of want to do, but I have to always contain them and contain my ideas and sort of crunch them down because of time constraints and being forced to focus on other stuff all the time. And I know everybody has this problem, but I just feel like the ratio in my case is quite extreme in terms of the amount of stuff I have wanting to get out and the amount of time where I'm constrained to the point where I can't work on it. So for an example, I've got all this rehearsal stuff going on. I've got all these creative ideas, but an example of the kind of thing that constrains me is I need to get the annual report documents in for YTG. They're about 8 months late. I think this is the latest I've ever sent them in. So I'm getting lots of letters from the cities telling me there's going to be fines and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, that involves math for the financial statements. Most of it was done, but then a couple of numbers didn't match up. And so I had to track down where the problem was. Just sort of additional stress. And then, of course, figuring out exactly what documents I need and to send to where, because the offices have moved and there's different documents that need to go to different offices. Some are at the city level, some are at the prefectural level. I'm years behind on one set of them, which I keep asking people to help me produce, and no one will actually give me like the template that I need to do it. Anyway, it's very, very frustrating. So that's an example of the kind of thing, you know, I need a budget. I mean, I need YTG to have a budget so I can pay someone who knows how to do this properly to do it for YTG. Because I have no business doing this. I'm only doing it because I'm the only one here. The reason I'm able to record this on a Wednesday is there's no Wednesday rehearsal this week because the Hula Ladies are in. So that means we lose our Wednesday slot and also the morning slot for tomorrow. So that means we only have 1.5 days this week and next week. So I think I will make good on my threat to do a meeting with everybody else at some point so we can do some table work before we're actually in the rehearsal room. So this week, I'm going back to the Monday rehearsal. I came up with a bunch of scene ideas, just way too many, of course. But I'm planning to get the group to start creating images for the ones of those ideas that they find the most interesting. So I'm hoping to do that, if not tomorrow afternoon, then next Monday. Where was I? I sort of lost my place in my own document here. This is an update, but it's not very creative, and it's another example of the kinds of things that just sort of drive me nuts and stop me from actually like focusing on the projects I want to work on. So the ticketing provider that we've been using for Nerd Night and all the YTG events has started getting shitty. It was shitty already in some ways. So they've moved to a new design for all new events, and it looks like absolute crap when it's embedded in a website. So it's really huge, so it can't be as narrow as the old one. And the margins between the text and the border are basically at zero, so your event title is there, but it's like right at the top. It just, it's hard to explain, but it looks awful. And it used to be optional to turn the new design on, but they've since, I guess, July 1st, they made it non-optional. So yeah, I contacted support and just said, look, can you, you know, I understand you're moving to the new design, blah, 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 but is there a way that you can help me? Because the embedded design just looks really bad. The page itself, if you go to the ticketing webpage, that looks okay. But, you know, you don't want to send your customers to like another page. You want them to be on your page. Because, you know, there's just not a lot of customization you can do on a ticketing page. And the new design is fine, but it's a little bit reminiscent of Google Forms. It just doesn't look as, it doesn't have the mood that I want the ticketing page to have for YTG, which is darker and sort of more moody, a little bit more artsy-fartsy. Anyway, so I contacted them and said, you know, you're going to fix these sort of margin issues, or is there a way you can, like, let me go back to the old design? And they basically said, oh yeah, our developers are looking into that in the next few weeks. I mean, they've had this new design for like a year now, so I don't know why they're looking into it in the next few weeks. To me, it sounds like developer speak for tough titties, it might get done next year. Also, the integration. So not only that, that's one problem I had. Just this week also, the integration with the mailing list software that YTG uses broke. And basically support just again said to me, tough. They're like, yeah, sometimes it breaks. Sometimes our integrations break. I mean, huh? Yeah. And there's nothing has been changed on the other side of that integration. I know because I've got other software that integrates with it. And if it had changed, it probably would have messed up a few of them. Anyway, right. So it's too bad because this ticketing software, for all its sort of glitches, it was nice because it was paid for as a package. So basically what happened is my friend Sones bought it from AppSumo, where they do deals where you pay for like a, instead of, there's things that you normally would pay a subscription for or use fee for, And to get their product well known and get users on the platform, they do these deals where you pay like a lump sum to get like a lifetime membership. And so my friend Sonas bought this ticketing thing for her, the classes that she was getting ready to run. And then she let me use it in 2020 when we did our online cabaret, our pandemic cabaret show that YTG did. And they screwed up so badly during that. For anyone who paid in yen, basically their credit card got charged in the same amount of dollars. So for instance, my mother bought a 5,000 yen ticket sort of as a donation, and her credit card was billed for $5,000. So because of that huge embarrassment, they gave us a sub account, a free sub account. So YTG now has its own account. So I'm like, it's like a sub account under Sonesa's account. So long story to just say, we didn't pay for this. Like, someone paid for it at some point, but we didn't pay for this. And unlike a lot of other ticketing providers, there's no per ticket fee. So essentially the idea was that this was paid up front long ago, and they would, I guess, make up for it by new users come on after that deal was done and who are paying a per ticket fee or paying a subscription fee or something like that. Anyway, so yeah, we're not paying a per ticket fee, which was really nice because I could pass those savings along to the customer. The only thing we'd be paying for is our platform, like the payment provider fees, so Stripe or PayPal. So that was really nice. So I'm now scrambling to find a new provider that at least lets us pass along their platform fees, because like I said, all the other ones, apart from the one we've been using, have platform fees on top of the payment processor fees, which are around 4%. So there at least has to be a way to pass that fee along to the customer, which kind of sucks because it means our prices go up by about 4%. And it means we don't have like these nice flat ticket prices for people who are buying online. So I'm looking. I have so far not found one that properly handles Japanese yen. So a lot of them provide ticketing in Japanese yen, but the problem is they still have the two decimal places after the number. Maybe not on, so one of them doesn't have it on the main ticket prices, but then on the fee that gets added, that processing fee, they'll have like decimalized yen, which doesn't make sense because you can't bill a credit card 184.5 yen. It just won't work because yen isn't measured that way. So anyway, I have a support call into them to see how that's going to be fixed. And also, more importantly, it's going to throw users off because users are going to go to the platform and they're going to see, you know, 1,000 yen plus 150 yen fee, but it says 150.00. So maybe they think it's, you know, they'll think it's like 15,000, or is that right? I don't, but they'll think maybe, or maybe they'll think it's in dollars because there's a .00 and our brains are coded to see .00 and think dollars. Anyway, it's extremely sort of frustrating. That's sort of an example of what I'm dealing with. So have not found a provider that properly handles Japanese yen, but, and also handles multiple dates for a show without having to do some kind of workaround. So even the old one didn't do that, but because it was free, I put up with it. And what I'd have to do is I had to create an identical event for each time, like showtime. And it's amazing that none of these platforms, that they're mostly designed for handling like events and classes, but still you could have, anyway, I don't know why that this is such a troubling thing. I suppose like they all have, they list workarounds for that. Like you have, okay, you have ticket A is for this date, ticket B is for that date, ticket C is for that date, but I have multiple prices for different tickets. So I don't want to have a ticket thing with like 100 ticket prices on it. Anyway, it's just a nightmare. Just let me just wrap it up there and say that's a nightmare. I'm spending way too much time talking about this, but this came up this week. It was an unexpected hiccup and it has delayed the rolling out of the webpage, which delays the ability of the people who are in the show to tell their friends and family that there is a show that they can watch and start selling tickets to help sort of bring in the revenue. So because obviously the sooner we can start doing that, the sooner, the sooner we can start doing that, the better. because it starts bringing money in and there's always like a delay between the money coming in and payout and blah, 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 blah. So that's what's keeping the website and the box office page from going up right now. And it's extremely frustrating and it's taking a lot of my energy. All right, moving on. Nerd Night, no updates. Still doing social media posts for that. Although nothing's come out this week, I need to get on Javid about that. Podcast, still need to check Kate's edits. This is probably not going to happen now till August. I think I mentioned we were going to provide lighting and video for a flamenco show this past weekend. That gig paid out 20,000 yen. And Chris sent me a message yesterday from the theater where he was there to put, like, we borrowed lights from JDS and he was there to rehang them. So we have them for tomorrow, for using tomorrow. And he informed me that our lighting adapter, this blue pouch that has our USB to DMX lighting adapter and all the multiple different pin-to-pin adapters and a couple of like USB sticks, that has gone missing. And if we don't find that is actually worth more than the gig paid. So, yeah, there's that. That's fun. Life updates. I didn't mention this in the recording last week. I forgot because I was too busy kvetching, I guess. But I attended my friend Duncan Hume's party for his 30th anniversary with his partner, Neil. Duncan Hume, I may refer to him in the future as Dr. Hume. I think that's one of his performance names. Anyway, they've been together for like 30 years. And I brought my camera and I was the unofficial photographer for the evening. There were a bunch of great drag acts. There was pole dancing. I guess at one point the pole dancing fell down and nearly clobbered someone. It was very lucky nobody got hurt. I did not get a photo of that because I don't have the killer instinct of the paparazzi, I suppose. And the second that happened, I put down my camera and started moving to see if everybody was okay. And there were enough other people doing that. I should have just kept on shooting. Anyway, but yeah. So look, I'll pop a link. I'm gonna post some of those photos. I will pop a link in the show notes to the website version of the show notes that will have some of those photos in. There were also some in last week's post if you didn't look at that already. There are a couple good shots from that. Yeah. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. I don't get to do a lot of social stuff, and I had a lot of fun. Met a lot of new people because there was almost nobody there that I knew. This week Mike was sick again, so I taught my students on my own on Tuesday, so I got them started working on their final project, which is the first scene of King Lear. I think we're going to do it without the Elizabethan text, though, and I actually may simplify the modern text even further because their English level is so low. But right now we're working on relationships between people in the scene and how to construct the scene, who the characters are, what the relationships are, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Other life updates. Hammy's allergies have kicked in this week. So he's got a stuffy nose and occasionally a sore throat that's bothering him. He stayed home from school on Monday with my wife. And he went to school yesterday and today, but he's coming home straight after school, of course, I cannot record this at a leisurely pace and I'm rushing through it. He'll be home soon. Right. Yeah. Anyway, like I've been saying for a few weeks now, I really need to find a way to clear the decks and just get paid to do what I do best, which is not website building, looking for ticket providers, report writing, or bookkeeping. It is making fucking art. And I would like to get back to that, like in a way where I'm not constantly having to break my concentration to think about just fiddly little crap that, I would just like to be able to set aside time to like actually work on creative stuff. Anyway, sorry, that's my dream. Anyway, that's it. I better go. I'll talk to you next week. Andrew out.